Gods be praised that I'm still alive. It would have broken mine, and I'm sure everyone in that group's heart, for Miri to be orphaned. But now with the Grell a heap on the ground, we've met up with the rest of the kobolds, and we've encountered their leader. With a heavy heart, I have to say that this did not go amicably. But as their leader Trex fell, something else stood in her place. Now, the real fight begins on Short Quest, Long Rest.
Front of you, Krellic.
No.
A specter, a humanoid specter that is looking very surprised and angry at you. Janth has entered the chat.
Oh!
I just murdered all those kobolds for nothing.
I mean, not...
I mean, you didn't know.
Nothing.
Yeah,
yeah, there's zero way you could know.
What part of you would have guessed that the kobold was possessed?
Yeah, and in the end, like, they had every choice to walk away from it, too. We intimidated, we fucking charmed, we did everything. They had every chance to just be like, hey, you know, Trex, maybe we shouldn't do this.
Yeah, but you know what's kind of handy?
What's that?
Krellic's hammer is silver.
Goddamn right it is.
Oh, yeah.
So, are we ready to throw down?
Yep.
Let me just say I'm glad I'm not
that
there.
That is now
anymore.
Miri's turn.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So, where is Janth? It's where that used to be?
Yep.
Okay, so Miri is going to fly out and hop into that space. Don't worry, she ain't staying. And she's going to take a bite attack at this thing.
All right.
17 hits.
17 hits.
And technically, it is magical for the sake of damage, because it's lightning attack. Nah, not great.
Ooh, yeah, so two that ones was,
on almost
that.
Negative
so,
minimum
yeah,
across
it's
the
very
board.
Bad. Yeah.
So as Miri's teeth pass through this, almost her entire head enters the body of this spectral Ooh. Entity. Her teeth do not seem to find as much purchase as you might have hoped, as it is resistant to lightning.
Ooh.
Oh, god damn it. Everything down here is just lightning.
Real bad place to be a bronze dragon.
Yeah, no shit. And a fucking lightning mage. Okay, so, and then she's gonna move, like, right here flying.
The ghost.
All right. And as she retreats, it is going to reach out with a spectral hand glowing with energy at the end of the fingertips. And fails to connect.
Nope.
Now, Miri's of an age where she can sustain flight on her own, isn't she?
Yep, level 5 is where it happens. Right. Now she can just fly.
So, Krellic, there's now a bit of a breeze in the otherwise stillness of this cavern, despite the very slight movement from below, as Miri is backwinging above you.
Flap, flap, flap.
And that yeah, is
God, I wish she had
now
her lightning breath.
Tavini's turn, level. And then Krellic is next up.
Is there enough space on that edge there underneath Miri for a small creature like Tavini?
I would say yes. It's very precarious footing.
So if it slaps you, you're going to have to roll a dex save. Miri might be able to snag you. She's a medium creature now.
Yeah, but she can't fly up if Tavini falls.
I don't know. I don't know how that would work. Because you're small. I mean...
Yeah, because Tavini doesn't have much... She can't run very far. She's only got 25 feet, but that is exactly 25 yeah. to that spot.
Hey, do what you gotta do.
Yeah, so Tavini's gonna...
That's only if you get smacked. Krellic's taking the front, so...
Tavini's gonna run over there.
Okay.
All right.
Can she see Grek? Who's Grek?
Grek is somewhere behind all this rubble ahead of you.
Okay, so she can't see over the top of it.
Nope.
All right. In that case... Yeah, she's just gonna guiding bolt this thing right in the face.
Atta girl.
And as she's doing that, she's saying, please don't.
All right. If you're doing a ranged attack from up close, it is going to be at disadvantage.
Oh, so she probably should have done it. She was coming closer, but no, she's right here, so she'll just.
I believe in you.
Disadvantage.
The toughie.
Nah, she got it.
Nope.
An 8.
Probably not.
The guiding bolt.
Disadvantage is a bitch.
Splashes
Either
across
way,
the
it was
stone.
A 5 and a 2.
Behind this entity, that floats in front of you.
Yep. And it's just like. It goes to the very precarious spot. Like.
All right.
Yeah.
It's already used its reaction, and you're not in its range anyway, so that is now Krellick's turn.
Go get him, Tiger.
Yeah, I think Krellick's just kind of having a moment, but he's focused on who he believes is the cause of all of it.
Nice.
And he's just himself. Going to town. He's very, very upset. 16.
Nice.
A 16 does connect.
Hooray.
9.
Nice.
Not
9
missed.
Silvered.
Oh, natty yeah. 1 for the second hit.
He's still got his shield. 14?
14 connects.
Nice.
This one's going to be halved.
Yep. So
that might not be anything.
Oh, that's
or
true.
Or anything, yeah.
Yeah, he's spectral, and that's not a magic shield.
You almost feel like your shield hesitates a little as it passes through this entity, and then continues to pass through them. So you did connect a little. There is some substance there, even if it's not a lot.
Okay, that's good. Good to know.
All right. Now, that brings us... Take Greck out of the turn order here. I'm not sure what's going on with them.
Greck, run!
The entity in front of you. I'm going to need a wisdom saving throw from everyone within 60 feet who has eyes on this entity.
Do I have eyes on it?
Yeah, say, do I have eyes on it? I don't know.
I would say, Rian, you're far enough back that you are out of its range, so you are at an angle where you can't quite see it.
Yeah. Just see some spectral feet.
That would also apply to Dreamer there, so it's only Krellick, Miri, and Tavini being affected.
That's a shame, because I rolled a 22.
Okay, and what was it, a wisdom?
Yeah.
I rolled a mighty 4.
12.
Ooh, 10 for Miri.
Oh, no. All
right.
I think we all
so
scurred.
So, the pair of you are frightened, and let's see, let me double check this. Failed by 5 or more, the DC is 13.
That would be me.
So, Krellick, I need you to roll me a 1d4.
Oh boy, buddy. I hope it's not like where you just run and jump off a cliff.
1.
Tavini,
yep.
You and Miri are close enough that you could see as Krellick stares at this entity, its face distorts and almost seems to melt, and it gives this silent scream. It almost seems to stagger him a little. And you watch as some of his hair goes shock white in places. You age 10 years.
Oh
shit.
God, you're so old.
Yeah, even older.
I was gonna say, I think you might die because of that.
He only had 10 good years.
Yeah, he only had, I think he was like 7 to end.
Yeah, your bones feel a little more rickety.
Hold up.
Yeah?
He rolled a 1. Does that mean he could have aged 40 years?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Holy
God.
Shit.
Wow.
I'm not coming around that fucking corner. Sorry, guys.
And then the ghost, you watch as it takes a step back into the rubble behind it and disappears out of sight.
What? Son of a bitch.
Krellick!
I say, Krellick wouldn't be able to swing. He's scared.
Yep.
You could still take attacks of opportunity if you're scared. You would have disadvantage, though, because you are frightened by
it. Yeah, that's right. It's disadvantage.
Oh, well.
It might be
and
worth
if you,
it.
If you succeed, that sentinel...
Oh, it doesn't go nowhere.
10.
Ah, miss.
Yeah.
So, sparks fly from the end of your hammers. It strikes the wall to your immediate left.
Ah, a 17 and a 3.
Is now going to be Dreamer's turn.
I am going to come up to the rubble here.
All right.
Sort of trying to see anywhere.
So, peering in, squeezing, it would be difficult terrain for you, and you'd have to go in pretty much on hands and knees and count as prone. But
oof.
You could see that it stretches back about 20 feet before it opens again, and that similarly, there seems to be an entrance off to your right. And with your passive perception, I will allow that you see a faint blue glow from the right-hand side there.
You know, it's not worth it.
You're not going to go crawling in there prone. After it?
No. Fuck that shit.
Attaboy.
I am actually going to ready an action for Thorn Whip if I see that thing come back out. Krellik, are you okay?
I don't know.
I've seen a ghost.
And
I don't think he looks alright, so.
Alright.
So I'm going to stay standing up front, and I'm going to give Felgren in the back there two Bomb of the Summer Court.
Huh.
Bam.
Eat that, Dane.
I was gonna say. Obviously, we can tell who fucking favorite. Paralyzed and fucking wrapped up in a monster. You can have one.
You can handle it.
Yeah.
He knows where his bread is buttered.
Nice. Ooh. Let me bread it, buddy, your bread.
Oh, no.
You roll so bad with those.
You get 2 temporary HP. And 3 actual healing.
That should take you to 4, right?
Yeah.
Don't got
You're
much
so funny.
HP.
All right.
You're so funny.
So, readying Thorn Whip. Rian, what have you got?
It's a very good question. I think he's going to come out here. What's going on? What? Where'd Trex go? And or actually, he sees Trex's body. He's like, what are we fighting now? What is going on? And he'll just ready a witch bolt for whatever is going to come. I know it's strong against lightning, but it's literally all I have. So.
All right. Felgren.
Is there a reason we're not going after it?
Tavini's like, just kind of huddling with like little tears in her eyes, looking very shaken.
Oh.
He's gonna grip Krellik by the shoulders, like, snap out of it.
Slap him.
Yeah, slaps him.
Okay. So giving him the help action on shaking off that fear.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that is now going to bring us to Miri's turn. Now, Miri also failed, so she is also scared.
Yeah. Being scared, she's going to fly back towards Dad and, you know, kind of huddle up next to him.
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong, Miri? What's got you spooked?
There's a ghost.
Ghost? Like a real ghost?
And she gives you that very, like, teenage girl, like, yeah, that's what I said, look.
Yeah, duh, Dad. God, he's just awaiting, and she's, yeah, I guess she'll ready an action if the thing comes within bite distance of her. She'll attack.
All right.
Or, actually, I take that back. Can we ready a help action? Can she help Rian just in case, like, if he pops up, give him advantage on his lightning bolt?
Yeah.
Okay, like, she's gonna call the shot. Like, if it pops up, she's gonna be like, he's over there!
All right. So, Miri acting as your spotter. Not an unfamiliar position for her.
Nope, she did it for Grin in the Lich fight.
Tavini, what are you doing?
She's huddled down, little tears are not in her eyes, and she's going to speak a prayer to Moradin for courage, to bless them.
Aww.
Free action to cry.
Free action to cry?
Yep.
Yeah, she's like basically just on the point of tears because she's scared.
Gotcha. Yeah,
it's understandable.
And going to scary situation. Bless at third level.
Oh, nice. Oh, nice.
You do need to make your wisdom save for Miri.
If Miri could do wisdom save. Yep.
Make the roll sans bless.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Miri is still frightened.
Hmm.
No.
So who all is getting blessed?
So she can only do 5. So she's actually going to do everyone else. Rian, Miri, Felgren, Krellik, and Dreamer are all getting blessed. So she's worried about all of her friends versus this ghost thing.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty.
Everyone gets a d4 and they add it to their saving throws and attack rolls.
Nice.
Hooray.
Nice, nice. That'll be helpful.
And then at the end of her turn, does she do another wisdom?
Yeah, if you could give me another wisdom. Alright. And you feel the fear slough off you. kind of regather yourself as, with your blessing, Morden's warmth enters you. And remember, you are not in this fight alone.
Be careful of its face. It is very, dangerous.
All right. Anything else for your turn?
No, she's staying put, like, right, huddled right there. Like.
Alrighty, Krellick, what are you doing for your turn as this thing is currently nowhere to be seen?
I think Krellick's kind of frozen, and the only thing that snaps him out of it is Grin trying to shake the cobwebs loose.
Slapping
so
him.
He's just gonna...
The new cobwebs in your hair, the little traces of white.
Yeah. Yeah, just more wisdom lines.
Should have advantage, right?
Yes.
And, and bless.
Heck yeah.
Not gonna matter.
Well, hold on. Oh, well, six, yeah. Even with a him with a four.
Yeah.
So, still scared.
Yep. He's gonna stay put.
Alrighty. That now brings us to our specter's turn.
Oh, those poor kobolds.
Those poor kobolds.
Just dead.
I was wondering why, like, because he killed that intimidate roll. And it was like, nah, fuck you. And I was like, huh. Sounds like, what's going on with this kobold? Well, that's why.
All right.
Cares not for this flesh suit.
Mm-hmm.
I.
Back off, you spooky bitch.
Ah! So, everything is quiet for several long seconds. And then, over your shoulder, Felgrin, you catch a distinct blue glow coming from the wall behind you as this entity pokes its head forward and, looking about, fixates on Miri. And I am going to need a charisma saving throw from her.
Ooh, charisma saving throw now. God damn, this thing's got some weird shit.
Uh-oh.
No!
17?
17!
It's a guess. That's enough. Jeez.
So, Miri, frightened and cowering as low as she can to the planks of this catwalk, there's almost this strange light from this thing's eyes as it meets her own. And she starts to go towards it, and then her wing brushes your leg, Rian, and she shakes her head and seems to come out of it. And continues, ducks back down, continuing to hunker.
Fucking traumatizing.
One of them.
Very traumatizing.
Yeah, that too.
He's just gonna make us all jump.
Well, she also succeeded on the save, so I'm good.
So,
yeah.
It had to move through difficult terrain to get here. It has no more movement, so it is propelled forcibly into this space here.
Sweet. So, readied actions go off?
Readied actions go off.
Nice. Well, I get a witch bolt with advantage. 15?
A 15 does connect.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Krellick, it's within range of your hammer and you have an attack readied, so if you want to attack with disadvantage, because you're still frightened.
Krellick, roll the one.
So, Thorn Whip.
Oh, man.
Not quite.
Only a 10 with the d4.
Ooh.
Oh, you added? Okay. So, Thorn Whip
misses.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about the d4.
I did too.
Witch Bolt connects. Go ahead, roll damage for that.
Oh, I did. It's up there.
Oh,
it's,
yeah,
the
three on there?
Sorry, I rolled for Miri. I had Miri highlighted, sorry.
Gotcha. All right. Warhammer misses. And we already declared Thorn Whip missed. Alrighty. That is the end of its turn. Dreamer, it is now yours.
It's times like these where I wish I didn't have Ice Knife. I will just throw Produce Flame at it.
Alright.
Hey, it's still 2d8 at 5th level. That's not bad.
24 total.
Nice.
Definitely hits. Give me damage. For 13.
Good damage.
Nice.
So your bolt, though it connects, doesn't seem to affect this entity as much as you might have hoped. Resistant to fire as well. Are you moving anywhere? Are you doing any bonus action?
No. I'm going nowhere.
Okay. Rian, what are you doing?
He is holding on to that fucking lightning. because he can't get to it right now. So he's just, after that, he latched on with it. He's just sitting there holding it as best he can. And roll another 1d12. Five on the hip.
All right.
On the hippity hip.
On the hippity hip hop.
So we've all seen Harry Potter, and even if you haven't, you've at least seen the trailers. There's a sustained arc of energy from the end of the stick in Rian's hand and this spectral entity.
Oh my god, I'm Harry Potter. I didn't realize that. Got a fucking wand and everything.
Nerd.
Yeah.
Priori incantatum.
Right. Is that your turn?
Yeah, I do a bonus action of Specto Patronum.
Felgrin, all you, boo.
It's a dragon. My Patronus is a dragon.
My Patronus is a dragon.
Mine's a fox.
So ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a feeling that this thing is going to disappear next time it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to smack it really hard before it does that. So that's going to be at a third level.
Nice.
So 5 magic missiles, right?
I love it.
Magic missile away.
Yeah, and instead of casting the spell a bunch of times, you can click that little...
Yeah, the 1d4 plus 1 on there.
The 1d4 plus 1 right in the explanation.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Nice.
Holy crap.
Wow.
Whoa.
Nice.
55552. That sounds more like a phone number. All right. So what do your bolts look like as they strike this thing that's directly in front of you?
Like a shotgun blast.
I think he's close enough. He's just putting his palm, like, right next to it. So, like, it's too close for them to really fly.
Yeah.
Just flashes, like, violet light 5 times.
That's awesome. That's some Dragon Ball Z shit. Right?
Yeah.
Like... Which is very interesting because whereas all these other magical attacks have seemingly passed through this entity, these, as soon as they leave your hand, that brief space between you and this specter... They splash across its chest, you know, briefly illuminating it with violet light. And as you pull your hand away, you could see that essence of it starting to knit back together. It is very, very badly hurt.
Hurt, didn't it?
You see it frown deeply, and it says something to you, but there's no sound to it. It is completely inaudible. You can only get a sense of its anger at you.
Kill it before I die, please.
Yep. We'll give it a shot. Hopefully you don't get possessed in the next turn.
That is now Miri's turn.
What can you do?
Okay, Miri is going to follow up with that there bite. It should be the last one, I think, for her level. How many times? I've only used it successfully twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I missed once. Yeah, okay. So this will be the last one for this level. Oh, it would have been at disadvantage.
Oh, it wasn't at disadvantage. Okay, roll again. Still connects.
Okay, so that would be the lowest one. Oh, it does at 11. Awesome.
Just connects.
Okay.
All right, so that is 6 12. Plus 6. And the lightning damage is halved, so 9.
So 9. Not bad. Yeah, so 9 damage. And I think, is this considered leaving a threatened square? Yeah, I guess it would be, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, but you're not far enough away for it to get an attack of opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Yeah, so she'll fly out.
You're still...
Make it some space.
Yep, so Daddy can come in and fucking bring the thunder.
Tavini.
Half. Yeah. Bring half thunder.
It is now your turn.
I don't know. Have we decided that it does half lightning? You think it's all magic?
I don't know. Because it's not half force. So.
That's true. I guess we'll find out.
Since she's no longer afraid, she's going to try and pull some fire from her holy symbol again and attack it.
Fails, so go ahead, give me damage on Sacred Flame.
Do it!
10! Holy Oh, right, because she's yeah,
very nice. Literally holy.
It's so close to death.
I know, it's so close.
Just the hate of the father.
Let's say, if Krellic can just get one good smack.
All right, now, Tavini, as your sacred flame bursts across this thing's chest moments after Felgrin's magic missiles strike the same spot, those eyes swing from him to you. And there isn't so much anger there as there is curiosity. And you see its mouth again moving, muttering words that are incomprehensible, inaudible to the ear.
And I can't see its lips, son of a bitch!
Oh no!
It's ghost lips.
Oh no!
Krellic, that is now your turn.
Well, I think Krellic, I don't think he was going to swing, but he sees it staring at Tavini now, so scared or not, he's just going to try to connect with yeah, something.
All right.
Get after it, Papa.
So it'll be at disadvantage, but you have a plus 1d4 for Bless.
Yep.
Yeah.
17.
Oh, even then.
Nice. And that's without the Bless. Fantastic.
Didn't even need it. Oh!
Oh!
That's an attack roll.
Oh, it's attack roll. Just... Oh my god, I was like, how did you hit for 25?
I was gonna roll. Also, those are both my attacks.
Well, you didn't roll the second one with disadvantage.
That's true. 7?
Yeah, for damage.
And silvered, so that's
7,
good.
7, so silvered.
So 18 and 25.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Well, we're all damage again.
Yep.
Give me my damage.
God.
5.
Nice.
Nope.
Okay.
Yeah, that one didn't fly. 1 and a 3. Oof.
I think he was just surprised he managed to connect with the hammer twice.
Yep, and your family shield goes off the cliff forever.
It kind of like jumps after it.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh, feather fall!
All right, so then we start an Underdark campaign.
Yeah, say, Miri, go get his dumbass.
Please no. Please no, Underdark.
Well, don't fall over and you won't have to deal with it.
Icewind Dale's bad enough.
Yeah, no shit.
Alrighty. It is now...
There's no chance of making it daytime in the Spectre's turn. Underdark.
Oh, shit.
Damn it.
Oh, good.
Oh, man, it survived that. Holy shit, okay.
Oh my
Bring
god.
It.
Well, who's it matter at, me or Tavini?
Don't forget Ooh. Your
D4.
Yep,
Krellic. D4.
Yep, your Bless.
Yep. Give us that Bless.
Nah.
Yep, nope. Still scared.
I'm so close.
What was it, DC 14?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, 13, 14.
Something like
yeah.
that. Yeah.
One of the two.
So, considering its options here, going to drift past Felgrin to float out over nothingness. And come leaning over to Tavini.
Ooh.
Is going to extend a hand out, almost not quite as an attack, but trying to caress her cheek and still casting yeah. that withering touch.
Ooh, what do you got, Tavini?
That was not a great roll.
For 14 points of necrotic damage.
With the shield, what you got?
With the shield, she's got 18.
18?
Oh. Nice! Oh, that's
oh,
awesome.
Oh, bless you.
Oh, that's so fantastic. That's what I was like. I was like, I know she has good DC. Like, she has better DC than me, or AC than me.
So as you...
She just makes herself tiny behind
would
the shield.
Would that count as an attack that Krellic would get to
Oh, because you're a sentinel.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go ahead, give it to us.
Fuck yeah.
Don't touch her!
Yep. Defender Krellic.
14.
14 yeah, X.
Nice. Here it is, buddy.
Aw, oh, damn it.
Damn it, buddy. No. Come on.
12.
Nice. Oh, max.
All right. How do you bludgeon a ghost
yeah,
to
one.
Death?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's still scared. He's kind of like swinging with his eyes closed, so.
So Tavini ducks to avoid the touch, and you're just like, ah!
As this thing passes through Felgrin, and you feel yourself growing bone chill with its passage, and comes out the other side of you and starts to reach out for Tavini, its eyes alight on that symbol to Moradin, and its hand hesitates, long enough for Krellic, that hammer swinging downward blindly between Felgrin and Tavini. Both of you can feel the wind of it past your cheeks. And comes crashing down through this entity, leaving behind a trail of pale blue light as it poofs from existence. And everything goes quiet. Krellic and Miri both feel their fear sloughing off of them. They are free from this entity's presence. The chamber is quiet, save for the gentle, empty sound from below. You know, that fathomless dark that descends into the underdark, and the, you know, faint rumble from the waterfall that pitches over the side about 30 feet above you to the northeast of this chamber. Dreamer, as you are standing above the corpse of Trex with their broken wooden wings and the white sailcloth that had held them together, your eyes are drawn to the satchel hanging over their side.
I'll bend down.
Satchel, eh?
As you pick it up, it's very, very light. And it has almost this crunchy texture to it as you squeeze the bag a little. You get a little bit of a guess of what's inside. And opening it, you see it contains clumps of moss and lichen and, you know, different bits of local flora from the region. It's an herbalism kit. It seems very out of place on a kobold's body.
Ooh. But the good news is if I'm mistaken, with that herbalism kit, that's what we can spend a little bit of time with those mushrooms to make that poultice or whatever that cures you 60 points of health per hour that we picked up in the Hall of Black Ice.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Right, well,
that'll be fantastic.
Pocket that.
There's a book, very slim one, that when you pull it open, there's like, you know, dried flowers pressed into it, snowdrops and the like.
I will put the book on the kobold's chest and sort of like fold its hands over it.
I laugh, it's not even its.
Tavini's going to like slowly move past and start looking through the rubble for survivors.
All right.
Yeah, I'll start digging through the rubble.
Yeah.
Trying to clear
it out.
Give
a holler back. Anybody still down there?
So, Tavini, you're going in there?
Yeah, she's small enough to go all the way in. So yeah. She's going to go as far as she can and look for any movement.
So, Dreamer, as you start pulling rubble down, you start exposing the body of Smol under the rubble, very plainly crushed. And Tavini, as you head deeper that way, you know, creeping along, having to duck because the ceiling is very low in this new tunnel bottom over all this rubble, you hear very faintly whimpering over the lip of some of the rocks at the very back of this cavern.
Who's that?
As soon as you say anything, the whimpering stops. Do you go any further?
Does she have like a vague direction of where the whimpering is?
Yeah, it's ahead of you and to the right. It's around the corner there.
Alright, she doesn't know if she's in range or not. But she's going to say, I promise, I will not hurt you. And she will touch her holy symbol and then reach out with her hand and cast Sanctuary. To, you know, wrap them in that feeling of warmth and protection. This is her last level 1 spell.
Wow. Hey.
Roll me persuasion at advantage.
I believe in you. There it is.
Not bad.
So as you
14 ain't bad.
Give this reassurance, about 20 seconds or so pass before you hear a rock from the back of that pile tumbling free, followed by another, as Grek very cautiously starts climbing over the rubble towards you.
No hurt, Grek.
No hurt.
And then you see her eyes narrow and she kind of leans past you to look at the others down the tunnel.
And them?
No. We did not want to hurt your friends. We did not know that there was a ghost.
She nods.
Me no know either. Treks get very smart once found bag.
They found a bag?
Oh, that's just the herbalism kit.
Yeah. We were fleeing Yetis on mountain, looking for safe.
Nod sadly.
We talk to town. We make sure that you are safe. And she offers her hand to the kobold. And she's maintaining sanctuary this whole time.
Greg considers your hand long enough for sanctuary to run out, then reaches out and accepts it for you to guide her out of the rubble. And the rest of you, while you're in this chamber, what are you doing?
Readying an action for when Grex comes around, I catch people.
No!
kidding.
Break Dagny's little, Tavini's little heart.
No, I don't have to worry. Dreamer's gonna kill him somehow.
Yeah.
No!
No!
I think Felgren with a smile is like, oh, well, that's good news, at least. She could have attacked me and didn't. I saw it.
Right. Wise
I
move.
Do appreciate that you didn't throw a javelin at me. As far as I'm concerned, our deal is still in place.
Greg casts a look at you and doesn't really say anything. Seems very subdued.
Nod and understanding.
Yeah.
Well, it is regrettable. We had to defend ourselves. It unfortunately didn't have to be this way. Unforeseen circumstances and all that. I'm not good at consoling Rian. He just kind of moves past you this way.
Hey. Oh, come on out of there, Grex. We'll take care of you. We promise. And we are sorry that this had to happen. Makes you feel any better, we try to fight against creatures that took hold of your friend there.
Me here.
She sort of climbs past Tavini, squeezes herself to the wall, past Dreamer, looking at that bag very warily now that she knows or has drawn the connection between, it and Trex's change in behavior.
Don't worry, it can't hurt anyone anymore. Say, the spirit's been destroyed.
So, what are you guys... Are you exploring the rest of this cavern? Is one of you going across the bucket lift, or are we heading back up?
Oh, I think, I'm gonna tell Miri. Like, Miri, fly over there real fast. Take a look at that, take a look across the way there. Don't go too far, though. I don't want you to go down any tunnels.
On it.
She flies over here. Take a look, kind of hovering back and forth, like over here, then over here, just trying to get an eye on the areas without actually landing and going inside.
Okay. Well,
we got a scout now.
As she is peering into this sort of southeastern chamber,
there's a skull in the stone.
Skull in the stone?
Yeah.
Like stuck in the stone?
Like part of the stone.
Huh.
It's got big eyes.
Like, looks around at the group. That sounds interesting. I think Rian's gonna turn to Grex, or Greg. Do you know what's across the way? Have you guys actually been over there at all?
We no go over there.
Okay.
Any particular reason why?
And she kind of lifts her arms, which are very flimsy, and then points to the bucket lift, which is very apparent that you have to, like, pull yourself across while sitting in the bucket.
Didn't have the strength for it.
Small tried. Small got 2 feet.
And she holds up 5 fingers.
Nice.
Very good.
I like Greg.
Well, skull in the stone has my interest piqued.
It's probably foolish of me to go into 2 caverns by myself, but hell, I'm getting used to it. So, if you want, I'll take the first chance across. See how it looks, and me and Miri can take a look.
You do that. And then Felgrid's going to basically step off the ledge and cast Levitate.
Oh, nice.
And use the rope to pull himself across.
Look at that.
Smart. That's smart, buddy.
Clever
smart.
Girl.
So,
Here we go.
To give you an idea of the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's the bucket is large enough to hold one medium creature or two small creatures. And it takes one round for the bucket to cross the gap between the platforms.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
I'll say, it's not the one full minute to come all the way down type thing.
So who all is going across?
Oh, no!
10 seconds later.
you'd hear their screaming long after they fell out of sight. It would just echo up.
Oh, it's a long way down.
This pit go? Go.
It's like the
sorry
Bill
to paint
Ted's
such horrific
bogus
imagery.
Journey. How far are we gonna fall, Bill? Want to play a
it's
game?
Fine. Nobody's gonna fall. Maybe.
Well, I mean, she didn't say. I mean, is there any checks, or is it just like it just takes a minute to get or
yeah,
a round?
Yeah, it just takes
across.
A round to get across.
Okay, well, there's okay. Something on the other side then, because there's no way there's a literal. Not to meta, I'm going over there anyways, but like that is like 100%. Oh, it takes exactly one round to get across. Like the fact that that's written in there is like there's something on the other side. It's probably gonna be one of those fucking beak things again.
So Krellic, Dreamer, Tavini, are any of you going across?
Tavini will.
Oh, take the kobold with you, will you? They're both small, right?
Yeah, they're both small. They could fit in there.
Yeah. Don't worry, Greg. Yay. She's very strong for her size.
Yes. Would you like to come across?
She nods and seems to want to stay close to you.
Oh, okay.
Climbs in the bucket and does her best to try and help you. But really, you can feel it's all you doing the work.
She will pretend like she's got the high enough insight to know that Greg wants to help. So she'll pretend like, oh, this is very hard. And, you know, like Greg is really helping.
Oh, you're doing so good, Greg. So strong.
So
strongest kobold I've ever met.
Well, they're so coming strong. Across Felgrin and Rian. What are the two of you doing? Which of these caverns do you feel like poking your head into?
Well, he's giving this one a little peeky loo. He's not going in there. No way.
Rian is.
Right. Okay, go for it, pal.
Well, because Miri called out the fact that it was the skull was in there, so he'll take a step in.
We'll be right behind you.
Nice. Hey, that's all I need, really. I mean, you giving me backup spells is more than I could ask for.
And, sorry, yeah. Our...
And he's still floating, by the way. 10 minutes.
Nice.
Our Dreamer and Krellic going across. Sorry, I think I...
I think Krellic's staring down the tunnel still at the moment, but...
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, the caved-in tunnel?
Yeah.
And Dreamer is clearing out the rubble, uncovering the corpses. And for him to dig out all the tunnels, it's going to take 8 minutes.
All right.
But I think...
So,
oh, is it a minute per square?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as the others are ferrying across, Dreamer, you have fully exposed Smull, and digging into the next space are not finding anyone. As for the others, Krellic... seemingly still staring down the tunnel that had collapsed on top of these kobolds. As you come out of it, you feel very faintly a bit of warmth on the back of your neck, almost as if someone were watching you. Looking back, there isn't anyone behind you, but there is a bit of familiarity to that presence. Almost like someone that you have encountered before.
I think he's gonna look around for a little bit and be like, okay. That's pretty much all he's gonna say.
What's all this then?
And then just go to the rope. He's gotta keep going forward.
Alright. Rian and Felgrin, as you enter this chamber, you can see straight away what Miri had been talking about. In the southernmost wall of this cavern, there is a fossilized skull jutting out of it, about 5 feet off the ground.
Ooh.
The skull has larger than normal eye sockets, a curious ridge between the eyes. There's nothing on this skull that would pass for a nose, and where you would expect to see teeth, you instead see four small holes.
Oh, shit.
It's time to leave.
Yeah, no fucking shit.
Would either of your characters know what they're looking at?
No fucking idea.
No, probably not.
What would I roll for
that?
You
want to roll the Arcana?
Fuck it, I'll give it a shot. Right. Nope. 7. 17.
Felgrin.
Uh-huh.
You have heard all sorts of strange stories on your travels. And you come to the conclusion that this could probably only be the skull of a mind flayer.
Yep.
Just kind of reaches out and touches the... I'm guessing it's the tentaholes.
And as you touch it, some of the bone flakes away. It's very fragile. You can see a bit of a gleam inside the skull.
This is not good.
What is it?
It's a mind flayer skull.
Would I have heard of a mind flayer?
It doesn't come up often in, like, hey, I encountered one of these things when I was out hunting in the woods. But
gotcha.
There's certainly a monster of the Underdark that people talk about and scare their children with. So yeah, you would have a vague idea of what a mind flayer is.
Aren't those the things that can, like, take over your brain and whatnot, aren't they?
Psionics.
I've heard tale of those as, like, it's like a bedtime tales as far as, like, I've never knew they were real.
He sees the glint. He's gonna kind of step to the side a little. Does it look like there's something in there?
Yeah.
I think there's in the eye socket? Or...
Peering in, you can faintly see past the eye socket into what would be the brain cavity. Or something in there.
There's... something in the skull. You know, where the brain should be.
I think Rian will kind of like... look at it and, like, kind of squint and look into the eye hole.
That seems like a bad idea.
He's like, well, one way to get to it. I think he's going to take his sword out real fast and take the butt end of it and just smack the forehead of the thing with the butt of his sword.
Yeah, it crumbles away very, very easily. This thing's very fragile.
Felker just covers his, like, face like it's going to explode and then slowly moves his hands
away.
And
you find yourself staring at a purple crystal that is much different shade than the geodes you've been seeing all around you. So very clearly not tourmaline.
Is that?
Yeah, I think he'll reach out and take hand of it.
And you, even just laying eyes on it and, you know, now touching it, get the distinctive sense that this is magic.
Like, this thing is tingling. There's definitely magic.
Well, yeah, look at it.
I know. It looks like it's inside the head of a nightmare.
It's in a mind flayer skull. Yes, it has to be, right?
Right.
Something.
Give me a little bit of time with this, and I'll figure out what it is. But it's on the tip of my tongue. Maybe we should check out the rest of this area.
Is the skull still intact, kind of, or is it just smashed to pieces?
The butt end of it that is still in the stone is intact. The front front faceplate is in pieces on the ground.
Honestly, don't know what the hubbub about is. I mean, it went down pretty easily.
Yeah, its face is gone.
You laugh, but if there's a one alive down here, that is very, very bad.
No, I believe you. But I don't mean to be cocky, but we've come across very, very bad things. I mean, are we talking it's worse than a frost giant lich?
He just kind of gives you a grim look.
Oof. Well, let's hope we don't come across one then.
It's not that it's worse, it's just that I would be surprised if it was alone.
I'll take your word for it. If it's got you worried, then it's not something we want to tangle with, so let's get a look at this area and get the hell out of here, then.
Alright. So you guys have a mysterious purple crystal to explore at your leisure.
I'm getting chills.
As for Greg and Tabini, what are you two doing as a Krellick? Are you coming across, or is that just where you're stopping?
Yeah, he's coming across.
Okay. As the two of them enter that southern chamber, and Tabini and Greg land on the catwalk there, Krellick, you pull the bucket back towards yourself, climb inside, and pull yourself across to join them. What are you, Tavini and Greg, doing?
Seeing that Felgren and Rian are in that room, does it look like a dead end?
Yeah, it looks like a dead end.
She'll go over to the other side to make sure there's nothing coming from that direction.
And this one has a live illithid in it.
Oh, that would terrify me. No, please, no.
Actually.
That's God.
No, so, Krellick, you can see distinctly from the landing, and now that Tamini's gone over there, she can too, that sparkling geodes are exposed in almost every surface of this chamber.
Hello?
The gems are, stick out like shards of glass from the surfaces. The floor rises near the eastern wall, leaving a natural ridge with stone ramps leading upward on either end. With a pickaxe and a few hours' work, you can see yourselves becoming pretty wealthy in this room.
Is it also tourmaline, or is it something different?
Tourmaline.
Wasn't sure, maybe if this was like the special room where the diamonds are.
The room of diamonds, you say?
This is the diamond room.
All right. Yeah, there's sounded really, like the penguin.
It's a lot of pinks and greens, and really nothing that jumps out of you as anything close to that purple gemstone you just pulled out.
Tavini will go in and have a look.
Rip.
Tavini, we hardly knew ye.
Yeah, no. The chamber is perfectly safe as you head
Krellick's
in.
Krellick's gonna follow.
Nice.
It's warm for, you know, down here. Kind of cozy.
It seems to be safe.
It looks that way. I think Krellick's gonna pull out his pickaxe. Wonder how much is down here.
I'll tell ya. For every hour you spend chipping away at the walls here, you can remove one intact geode.
Oh, a geode.
Yes. And Rian, based on what you've been seeing down here and your ability to gauge the value of something, in past rooms that you've gone through where there's been lots of mining activity, you would gauge that anything you pull out of the walls here is going to be worth about 10 gold each.
Ooh. It translates to 10 gold an hour.
Mm. 10 gold an hour per person.
Yeah. If you're strong enough, right?
No strength check.
It's just straight up, get to work and get the stuff done.
Get to work, get some stuff done. It is entirely up to you guys. There is a cap to how many you can harvest out of the wall here, but...
Felgren, is pleased by the idea of making money, but he's equally disgusted by the idea of mining it himself. So, it's up to the group, I suppose.
Well, we only got a couple pickaxes, right?
I grabbed one, and I think you grabbed one.
Yeah, I got one.
If there's no, like, rusty metal in this room, Tavini will turn around and back.
Yeah, no rusted metal in here.
Also, equally disturbed by the Mind Flayer skull.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling the same way. Like, so... don't get me wrong, this is one of those things in, like, a video game where it's like, if you stay here for, like, 12 hours mining... you can just screw the game over as far as money goes. But, like, in this case, it's just like, you know what? Fuck it. Because I'm not going to do it for more than an hour, and that's still, between me and Krellick, only 20 gold. Which, not that that's not a lot, but still, it's just one of those things where...
is it worth tempting fate?
Exactly.
Fate being
if there's
illithids
possibly down here. Not only that, but one of those fucking grells could just come right up the friggin' hole again. Like, any given time. Yeah.
I'm here again.
Yeah, exactly. Be like, I heard some commotion. What y'all doing?
Y'all tinging away up here? Hey. What's up?
I saw you chipping away at that there wall. How about I paralyze you?
Oh, found I paralyze it.
Let's eat get you with to my jiggling, little beak. Y'all.
Oh, man.
I like how the Grells are just Kermit the Frog rednecks.
Yeah, I like it.
Commence to jiggling. Hello.
Okay, come on, Wiggle Jiggle.
Yeah, as I say, not having it. Let's get out of here.
Mm-hmm. All right, as you all ferry back across, Dreamer, where have you been discarding of the rubble?
Down the hole.
Oh, shit.
Tucking it, like, up against the walls. I'm not just tossing it down the hole. It's because a lot of it's just displaced rubble, so I'm just sort of trying to put it back.
Okay.
What, you don't want to wake up the purple worm that's down there?
No, and I timed it, and 6 minutes ago was the 8 minutes. So once I've removed all the rubble, I sort of line up all the bodies right here at the mouth of this portion of the cave.
Uh-huh. Sorry, bud. You've only been doing it in turn order, so it's only been a minute.
Bite me.
Smart ass.
Keep working.
Yeah.
Anyway, you get were to work. Saying...
We're going back upstairs to get some food.
And while they're messing around on the other side, I'm going to use a use of my wild shape to cast Find Familiar that I can do with my wild companion feature in Tasha's.
Love it. What are you creating?
I will pick an owl.
Okay. If you would like to describe what your owl companion looks like.
It looks like a barn owl with very warm, like, looking feathers.
So, cuddly. Bit poofy.
Bit poofy.
Is the color the familiar sort of, cream soda and white that they have, or...?
Yes.
Alright. So, familiar barn owl. Not Bubo from Clash of the Titans.
I was waiting for that. I'm like, is he gonna do a fucking Clash of the Titans reference?
Alright. Now, do they appear on the ground in front of you? Or are you holding out your arm? Where do they...
I hold out my hand.
So, as the others are across the chamber and they're peeking their head into the different rooms and they're coming back with this pale purple crystal, you, with your arm extended, call out to your connection to the Feywild. And in your hand, there's a bit of vine that creeps from the wooden elements of your body and start to shape into what appears to be sort of almost a plant-like effigy of an owl. And just as quickly, all these vines turn dry and brittle and crack off, turning to dust. And there sits the fluffiest, puffiest little barn owl you've ever seen. It is facing away from you, but it turns its head 180 degrees and hoots in curiosity at you.
I'll give it a little scritch on its neck, and...
Rian leans into fucking Felgren's like, oh, it's just as creepy as him.
I will sit down in, like, a crisscross applesauce back against the wall, and I will tell it to go down the shaft in, like, a spiral. So we can see what is at the bottom.
At the bottom?
Yep.
So this owl gives a sort of hooting confirmation of, like, orders received. And fluttering from your hand, glides in utter silence. Because owls don't really have a distinctive wing beat. In slow circles, descending further down.
And I am going to look through its eyes.
As you do, Felgren, you're the nearest person to Dreamer. And you see that one green eye, that one blue eye, blink out as if Dreamer has gone offline, powered down somehow.
Quick, push him
off. And from the owl circling below you, you catch, it's very faint, because it is now about 20 feet below you, one blue eye, one green eye. Dreamer, as you descend down, the stone face of this chasm remains always on your right as your owl makes spiraling circles downward. Every once in a while, you feel the spray of the waterfall on your wings. And otherwise, you're flying through mist. About 100 feet down, the connection starts to fade. And when you reach that point, Dreamer's eyes light up again. And there's the owl still descending further down below into darkness, not seeing the bottom.
All right. Once it reaches that 100 feet and I still haven't seen the bottom, I dismiss it.
It goes down much, much further than that, is the sense.
Spooky.
It's very deep down there. I'm glad we didn't fall.
Aye, when did you learn to do that little thing? I didn't know you had an owl. What is... anybody know he had an owl?
It's a familiar.
What's a familiar?
Kind of looked the Dreamer to just explain it himself.
It is a companion from another plane. I used some of my druidic magic to bring it here.
Huh. It's, I wonder if I can do that.
It's possible. My mother's is a hummingbird.
Oh, your mother does one too. Can you do one?
Not yet.
Huh.
Well, maybe. Well, this is neat. I don't know. I haven't tried.
Huh.
But it's certainly a lot prettier than you, Dreamer. So, well done.
Aye, it's so fitting too, honestly. Like, soon as its head turned around, I was just like, yep, that's Dreamer's.
Owls can be creepy, yes.
Aye.
Pretty, though.
It was sweet. Yeah, it was pretty nice looking, but... but anyways, anyone want to raise your hands if you want to get the hell out of this place?
Yes,
Dreamer
please.
Raise his hand.
Yeah.
Is that thing coming back, or is it just... is it dead? What did you do to it?
I dismissed it.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
That's a hell of a first impression. You just sent it into a hole and then made it go away?
I didn't let it die.
I know, but still, I mean,
that
it's like...
that is important. Well, you
did
know.
You say hello to it? I didn't hear you talk to it. I
didn't...
I
gave it make it go scratch. Away is a wrong way to think. He sent it home.
Oh, I see. Okay, so he sent it back. Okay, my apologies. Sorry, this is all new to me.
It's new to me, too.
But anyways.
Well, Mind Flayer Cave, let's leave it.
There were some other tunnels up above.
That's nice.
Mind Flayer?
Oh, you didn't hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, back in that room, there was an Illithid skull in the wall. So, Illithids, if you don't know, are psionics that like to suck your brain out of your skull while you're still alive.
All right, let's go.
Holy shit, you didn't mention that part.
Hey, let's go.
I did now.
So, all right.
Do we want to look down those tunnels, or do we want to just assume?
I didn't see no tunnels. Let's go.
Oh. Yeah. So you guys actually have explored the entirety of the place. If you want to linger anywhere and harvest gems, you are free to.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, I was going to say. There's probably nothing, but still.
Yeah, well, I think Krellix heard of Mind Flayers too, and he wants nothing to do with it, so.
Actually, yeah, you probably would. I mean, if you lived underground, the chances of dwarves talking about it seem pretty likely.
I would imagine, yeah.
As soon as Krellix hears what y'all are talking about, utter recognition.
Yeah. Yep, time to go.
Whether he's seen them or it's just bedtime stories, but yeah.
Felger just kind of goes on, it's really disturbing how they do it.
I just want to know, honestly.
Do it.
You don't want to know? Ask?
I do.
I don't, she said.
Oh! Well, and then he just goes on to a long, graphic
Mary,
description of how Illithids harvest brains.
Tavini is horrified and fascinated.
Mary ignores earmuffs and very obviously can't even do them anyway because she's padding along on all fours and is just staring at Felgrin, fascinated.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. She's growing up.
She's gonna have nightmares.
She's not my baby anymore. She's a friggin' teenager.
Alright.
Until you're very, very big, stay away.
Oh yeah, no, I don't think I'm ever gonna meet those. Can they fly? I bet they can't fly.
They... don't know. They probably can float.
Why do you think that?
If I had to guess. Because, you know, crazy mind powers, right? Isn't that... they float sometimes. He kind of looks around.
He kind of just shrugs.
Anyone?
Yeah.
If you cover their head in lead, can they still affect your mind?
I think it would just kill them.
Oh, I did not mean hot lead.
What if they eat the brains of someone really dumb? Does that kill them?
I don't think so. I think it's just kind of like, you know, you can eat a steak or you can eat a really bad salad, right? One meal is less enjoyable than the other.
Oh, you must think about eating brains a lot.
Well, never considered it, you know, delicacies and all that. Not human brains, of course.
Miri is still staring at you in fascination.
Just, you know, like...
While Tavini's walking along with Felgren and Greg, she's just, like, scribbling down notes very quickly in her journal, like, brains.
Try anything once, is my motto.
Greg has fallen in alongside Krellick as you all, you know, walk back through all these caverns. It seems to be hovering very closely to this, you know, hulking protector of a dwarf.
Which was his angel of death not 20 minutes ago.
No, that was Dreamer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.